KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Good morning, Dennis Lineham in for George Plummer with your cool 105.5 news. News is a presentation of the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ferguson Funeral Home. Oklahoma adds 3 drilling rigs to the production count. The story coming up in today's cool news. The Associated Press reports the number of rigs exploring for oil and natural gas in the U.S. has increased by 3 this week to 981, exceeding the 756 rigs that were active this time a year ago. Among major oil and gas production states, Oklahoma increased by 3 rigs, Alaska and Pennsylvania each gained 2 rigs, and New Mexico and Texas increased by 1. The most active area after the Permian is South Texas Eagle Ford Shale with 70 rigs, and then Oklahoma Canna Woodford Shale with 68 rigs. Oklahoma is home to 124 rigs at this time, and national service company Baker Hughes reported Friday that 800 rigs were drilling for oil this week and 181 for gas. You may remember the rig count in 1981 was at 4,530, then bottomed out in May of 2016 at 404. In Duncan, state budget cuts have resulted in the closing of youth services for Stevens County on Friday. The decision came from the agency's board of directors as a result to budget cuts and funding issues. According to the Lawton Constitution, Youth Services Board Chairman Joe Henderson said, "The history of budget cuts and revenue shortfalls at the state level, as well as additional announcement of 2% cut, the board just did not feel the agency was able to withstand additional cuts, and they felt there was no other option." The welcome home ceremony for some Fort Sill soldiers has been delayed again. The 2nd Battalion, 4th Field Artillery Troops were set to come home from South Korea on Thursday, but the flight was grounded in Alaska due to mechanical issues. No estimated time of arrival has been set, but the 12:30 Friday afternoon Reinhardt Fitness Center reunion was extended to be announced at a later date for the formal ceremony. If you're looking for a wonderful weekend outing, the Chickasha Community Theater is presenting Peril on the High Seas this weekend at 7:30 tonight and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the historic Washita Theater, and tickets are only $12 for adults and $6 for ages 4 to 18. The worst of the flu season is over, according to CDC and U.S. health officials, but the toll of children dying has rose to 17 more since Friday, bringing the total count to 114. The southern states have been hit with 33 of the pediatric deaths. And at this time, the flu activity remains active in 45 states, including Puerto Rico. This flu season started early, was more intense, and the flu vaccine was only 36% effective overall in preventing flu severe issues. If you've become suddenly hit hard with a high fever between 102 and 106 degrees, have breathing difficulty, cold chills caused by sweating, or you notice muscle tenderness in the back of your arms, legs, and chest, please seek medical advice. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. At 8, right after the news, Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe is this week's guest on Cool Conversation Program. And at 8:30 this morning on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, we discuss senior fraud prevention workshops coming to the area with Rochelle Covington from the Oklahoma Insurance Department. Funeral services for Nathan Zyset, 90, of Chickasha will be held at 10:30 Monday in the Plainview Mennonite Church. Interment will be in the Plainview Mennonite Cemetery under the direction of Ferguson Funeral Home. Memorial service will be held for 85-year-old Janice Elliott Crum at Memorial Presbyterian Church in Norman at 11 o'clock on March the 12th and are under the direction of Ferguson Funeral Home. Our cool weather forecast calls for a high today of 67 and a low tonight of 54 degrees. and possible rain after lunch tomorrow. This news update is sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, Johnson's Cranes, and Sevier Funeral Home. Anytime you miss the news, go to cool1055fm.com and click on the news tab, or listen live anywhere using the TuneIn app or Alexa. I'm Dennis Lynham with today's Cool News. George Plummer with your Cool Sports next.